Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and now we are in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bet, relatively near the bottom of the Amud, picking up in our halachic discussion of from the Mishnah Itmar Sfina Rav Amar Kivan Shmashach Kolshu Kana. So Rav and Shmuel are discussing the form of taking possession of a Sfina, of a boat. And they are operating within the context of using Meshicha for that Kinyan. And Rav says that once you pull a little bit of it, it's already yours. And Shmuel says you have to move the entire thing, which you would assume means dislodge it totally so that every bit of it is moved to a new area. Now, Lema Ketanoi. So perhaps this is follows the Machlok Ketanaim, which of course is always a veiled challenge. That we're not understanding Rav and Shmuel correctly, because if so, they would have just said, I hold like this Tana, I hold like that Tana. Kate said, Mesirah, this talking about, there's a sugyan kiddush in the first parak. How do you do Mesirah of a Behema Gasa? Achzah, Bitlafa, Besarah, Bukwaf Shalah, Beshlif Shalah, Befrum Biash, Befiyah, Bezug Shavitzarah, take any of its appurtenances, like the bit, or the reins, or the bridle, Kna'ah. So if you take, he hands it over to you, that's it. Now, Kate said, Bimeshicha, how do you do Meshicha? If you summon the animal and it comes, you hit it with a stick and it ran. The minute it picks up a front foot and a hind foot, a hind leg, it's already yours. It doesn't have to move. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Acha Omer, she has to walk at least its own height worth. Okay? So, Lema Rav Damar Katanakama Shmuel Damar Krabiacha. It sounds like Rav is positioning himself like Tanakama, and Shmuel like Rabbi Acha, that you have to fully move. So Amalecha Rav. Rav would say as follows, Anada Amri Afilu Rabbi Acha. My position even would work with Rabbi Acha. Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Acha el Balei Chaim. His position that you have to fully move is only talking about animals. Why the Alpha Gav Darko Yavarego Aduchta Kaim? Even though it picks up a leg, it still isn't moved at all. Avasfina, but a boat, the nature of a boat is came under Nada Vaporta, Nada Vakula. If you move a boat, the whole thing moves. In other words, moving apart, everything moves. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, could say the opposite. Anadami Afili Tanakama, even Tanakama would agree with me. Adkan Lomakam Tanakama Alabalei Chaim. And again, he points to the difference between a living animal and a boat. Kev under Miakra Yad Varegel, Idach Lomiakra Kaima. An animal is going to move. So if it picks up two legs, a front leg and a back leg, it's going to pick the other ones up and it's going to move. That's why it's picking them up. It's got a mind of its own and it's on the way to moving. Aval Sfina, Imashich Lakula In Ilolo. But when it comes to a boat, either you pull it in. Pulling it means pulling the entire thing and having the entire thing move. Okay, so Rav and Shmuel do not distribute well in this machloket. Lema kahani tanoi, but perhaps Rav and Shmuel follow these tanoi. The Tanya sfina niknet b'meshicha. A sfina can be bought with pulling. Rabbi Natan omer sfina v'otiyot niknot b'meshicha uvishtar. Very strange response. That otiot here means buying a note, a note of debt. So he says you can buy both a boat or a note. In English, it works well with meshicha or with a shtar. Now, there's obviously something wrong with this brayta because otiot mandach hashmayim. How did otiot get into the brayta? What's Rabbi Natan responding to? So we fix it by saying this is not yet the consideration of ketanoi. We have to first fix the brayta. We have to do that twice. Chasroi mechzor b'achitan. And this is how it should read: Sfina niknet b'meshicha. Tanakama was just listing two different things. Esfina is Meshicha, and Otiot by handing over the shtar of the former Malve to the new Baal HaShtar. So that's how Otiot got in here. And he says, no, both Sfina and Otiot are purchased with Meshicha and with a shtar. But time out, shtar, the Sfina Lamali, why would you use a shtar on a boat? A boat is metaltali, and we don't ever buy metaltalim with a shtar. Elam hachiktani, this is how we have to read it. And this is going to bring us to the lema katanoi. Sfina niknet b'meshicha. A boat is bought b'meshicha. V'otiyot b'mesira. And a note is handed over by the original balchov to the new balchov. V'natan omer sfina b'meshicha. In other words, he says the same thing as Tanakama. V'otiyot b'shtar. But disagrees about otiyot. Otiyot, you need to write a separate shtar from the old Baal Chov to the new Baal Chov, saying, I'm selling you this note. Now, Sfina Meshicha and Tanakama. But if that's the case, then that means Rabbi Natan and Tanakama agree about Sfina, so why is Rabbi Natan repeating it? I must be, they disagree about average Shmuel. By the way, we don't know who would say what, but we know that one would say bigger Mashiach, the other would say smaller Mashiach. So, and that's what we think. Perhaps Rav and Shmuel distribute along the lines of Rabbi Natan and Chachamim. Lo, the Kuliyama Yikarabi Kishmuel. Everybody agrees about Mashiach. Either like Rav, a little bit, or like Shmuel, the whole thing, but they agree. Uvisfina Kuliyama Lo Pligi. And they don't disagree about a boat. Ki Pligi Beotiot. In other words, Tanakama said, Sfina b'mashicha otiyot b'mesira, and Tanakama says, and Rabbi Natan says, Sfina v'adayim otinu lach. I agree with you about a boat, mashicha. However, mashicha is meant. Botiyot, ikashtar in ilolo, but when it comes to a note, there has to be a star. That's the machloket. Uveplugta dahani tanai, and the machloket, Rabbi Natan chachomim, is the same machloket as follows. The Tanya, and this is going to be a little confusing, because chachomim, which just means everybody else in the Beit Midrash, are going to now take the opposite side here because it's a different person. Otiot niknot b'mesira divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you can hand a note over, just like Chachomim in the previous Braita. The Chachomim omrim bein katav v'lo masar, bein masar v'lo katav v'lo kana achich tov imsor. Chachomim say you have to write a shtar and you have to hand the shtar over, otherwise the shtar chov doesn't get purchased. So that means that Chachomim here take the position like Rabbi Natan, you need a shtar for Otiot. And Rebbe here takes a position like Chacham there that Mesira is good enough. Now, time out. B'mayu kimta. K'Rebbe? So you're saying now that the Chachamim of that earlier Braita have the same position as Rebbe. And they said that a Sfina is b'mashicha. But b'sfina nami tikni b'mesira. If it's Rebbe, then a boat should be able to be bought b'mesira. Hand over the keys of the boat. Hand over the rope. To Tanya, Sfina n'gay b'mesira. The Rebbe. Rebbe says you can buy a Sfina b'mesira. So our alignment that we've got here is now kind of falling apart. The Chachomim omrim lo kana ad shim shechena o ad shi escort mekoma. You don't take possession of the boat until you either do mashicha or you rent the spot it's in, the slip that it's in. So how can we reconcile these if we're going to say that Chachomim that we had earlier is really Rebbe and they said mashicha and here he said mesira for a boat? So lo kasha kan b'shut arbim kan b'simta. We solve it very easy. And that is that this last statement of Rabbi Chachom is talking about taking possession of a boat, Bershut HaRabim. And the earlier one about that Chachom said, B'mashicha was in a private back alley, meaning like a small canal in back of the house. Now, B'mayu came to the Habat Raita, so you're saying that the last statement is Bershut HaRabim, but Eimasev Chachomim lo kanad shim shechena, and the Chachomim's response was, you have to do Mashicha or rent the space. V'Bershut HaRabim, Miman Olgar. Who are you renting from? It's Rishut Rabim. But two Mashiach Rishut Rabim Mikanya. And since when can you do Mashiach Rishut Rabim? Vabayev Rabbid Amr Tavayim, Masira Kon Rishut Rabim, Chatzer Shein Eshoshteim. Masira works if you're in Rishut Rabim or you are in a Chatzer that belongs to neither one of the parties. Mashiach Kon Abesimta, Chatzer Shein Eshoshteim. Mashiach works only if you're in a back alley, a semi-private area, or in an area that's owned by both the buyer and seller. Vagbal Kon Abachom Alkom. Hagbal always works. Now, Chachamim, who said Achim Shechena, can't be discussing Rishut HaRabim. So therefore, the entire piece falls apart because it rested on saying that Rebbe's Mesira was in Rishut HaRabim, and the Mashicha earlier was because of Besimta. So now, we interpret the bright a little differently. The last one, My Achim Shechena Namidi Kamar, My Achim Shechena Namidi Kamar, what did it mean? Hachikamar, Achim Shechena Mir Rishut HaRabim Lasimta. When Chachamim said Ad Shim Shechena, the first two lines on the page, what they meant was Ad Shim Shechena into a back alley. Mimashut Balimhi, and if it happens to be that you are in the place owned by the seller, you have to rent the slip that it's in. Alright, so now we've resolved all of that, and now, although Rav and Shmuel still sit by themselves, and that machloket is fine about how much Mashiach you have to do, Rabbi Natan and Chachamim on one side, and Rebbe and the other Chachamim on the other side have a machloket about the otiot. But we're still, sorry for the pun, at sea about the vote. So Amar Vashi, Ida Amar Le, so now, Lema Abaye V'Rabbi to Amri Kirava. So it sounds like Abaye and Rava, who said you can't do Mashiach Kirebi, said that it sounds like Abaye and Rava, who said that you can't do Mashiach in public, are holding like Rebbe. And Rebbe therefore said Mesira. And Chacham said you could do Mashiach. So Amravashi, Ida Amarle Lechaziku Kni Achinami. If the seller says to the buyer, go take possession of the boat, then everybody would agree that even Rishut HaRabim it'll work when he does Mesira. Hacham Mayaskinan, what's the issue? Sorry, when it does Mashiach. Hacham Mayaskinan, Tamar Lelech Meshochu Kni. When he said, go pull it and take a possession. Mar Sarva Kpeda, Chacham say that's a Kpeda, and therefore Masira won't work. Mar Sarva Mar Mokumulo, he's just giving him as an example. Means take it however you're going to take it. He said Mashiach. All right, now Amar Papa, Haiman de Mazbilein Shtar Al Chavre. If a fellow sells a note to another person, we're going back to the Otiot. Take possession of it and all of its shibudim, meaning all of the liens that are associated with this note. Ravashi, Amrita Lishmata Kamed Rav Kahana. So Ravashi said, I repeated this to Rav in front of Rav Kahana. Vamarit Le, and then I asked the question. Time Achatav Lehachil, Okatav Lehachil Okani? Understand, if you don't write all that formula, then you don't get the note? Why do you write the note? Just to use it as a cover up his plate, to line his birdcage? Why do you write the note? Rav Kahana said, yeah, he wrote it for that. In other words, if you wrote the shtar inappropriately, it doesn't work. But Amar Meimar Hilchata Otiot Nikdom B'Mesira Karebi said, the halacha is really Otiot Nikdom B'Mesira, that you can hand over a note to somebody, and that person becomes the Baal Chov, and he can collect. Amar Ravashi Meimar, Gemara Svar. So a Meimar who made the statement was asked by Ravashi, is this a Gemara, meaning you have a tradition to that effect, or Svara, you're basing it on reasoning? Amar Le Gemara, I have a tradition. So Ravashi Svara Namihu. Ravashi said, you know what? I could prove it by Svara too. Why? The Otiot Milininu. Otiot are, after all, just words. A shtar is just the words. Umili b'mili lo mekanyin. You can't use a shtar to buy words. In other words, to write a shtar on a shtar, a little bit bizarre. Since when not? V'lo v'ama Rabbi Yitzhak Amarav. Shnei shtarotim. There's two kinds of shtarot, two kinds of circumstances with a shtar. And this is not the part we care about. It's the third that we're going to care about. If a guy says, go take possession of this field for Ploni and write a shtar for him, he can then change his mind about the shtar, but he can't change his mind about the field because he said, Zuchu b'sadeh l'ploni. But if he says, take possession of the field, almanat, that you write a shtar, he tied them together, therefore he can retract both. That's not the part we care about. Rav Chia bar Avina mar Ravuna shloshash darotin. There's three. Trei halam run those two. Idach, there we go. In kadam mocher v'chatav et hashtar, if the seller went ahead and wrote the shtar before the lova showed up, before the kone showed up, lokeach showed up. Kiotah shanin, just like we learned, kovin shtar l'mocher v'shen lokeach imo. You can write a shtar on behalf of the mocher, even though lokeach's not there. When lokeach comes, he'll purchase and he'll get the shtar. And what happens? The lokeach takes possession of the karka somewhere else. And at that exact moment, the shtar becomes his, which means that you see that a shtar can be nikne b'mili, with words. And that's exactly the mishnah that we learned in Kiddushin. It says that nechasim she'en l'machrayut, like the star, is nikna with nechasim she'es l'machrayut, which is the karka, the kesher star v'chazaka. It's called kinyan agav. So you see that you can purchase words with words. So Rav Ashi's svara to say that halach is like Rebbe is kind of challenged. The answer is agav shani, a kinyan agav, when the nechasim she'en l'machrayut are taking, hitchhiking a ride on the nechasim she'es l'machrayut, that's different. Why? The matbea dolo nikni b'chalipin. You can't buy a matbea with chalipin. V'agav are nikni, but nonetheless, you can get possession of a coin, agav karka. How do we have that? Kehan Rav Papa. We have this famous story about Rav Papa. The tracer Alfei Zuzi Bechozoi. He had 12,000 Zuzim in Bechozoi. Somebody owed him. So what happened? Akninu ni'alei l'Rav Shmua Baracha agav asifa devete. So he made a kinyan on the money, agav, a little like the door jamb of his house, the door sill of his house. He was maknet, and then he got the money along with that, so he was able to take possession of the money, even though it was a distance away, by a kinyan agav. Ki'ata, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yacha came back, he was so happy that he was able to get this money, nafak l'apei atavach. He went all the way out to Tavach to greet him, to welcome him back, because he'd been successful in getting his money. But the point was that a kinyan agav works very differently. Things that themselves cannot be nikna, can be nikna agav, something else. So therefore, the shtar, which is mili, was nikna agav the karka, that works. But to take possession of words by words alone, that, Rav Ashi claims, shouldn't work. All right, the end of the Mishnah that we had back in the previous podcast. So my antika, what's antika? My papa iska de begava, the cargo that's on the ship itself, as we said when explaining the Mishnah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up now in Mishnah Bet. We're going to do both Mishnah Bet and Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast, looking at sales of various other vehicles of conveyance. Everybody should have a wonderful day.